Elizabeth Elliot says that restlessness makes us cynical. We need certainty, surety, security, and that can only be found in God Himself because He's the one that's in charge of everything. Welcome to Gateway to Joy.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot talking again today about what I call a flawless chronology. God's wonderful timing of human events. Our God is the God of the universe. He's up to all sorts of things that you and I haven't the foggiest notion about. But He also does guide His people. He engineers circumstances. Do you think that the timing of events in our lives is a mere contingency, an accident of fate, a chance occurrence, happening from unforeseen causes, and dependent upon some preceding events? Or is there one whose loving care guides the stars and the tides and controls the winds? The one who teaches the oriole how to make a hanging nest and the barn swallow to paste his nest with mud? We might concede that somebody does that, that God perhaps controls nature, but He has nothing to do with the, quote, stuff that just happens, unquote, in our own lives. Or, if He does control everything, doesn't that make us mere automatons? Do we have no choices to make? Is it all cut and dried since before the foundation of the world? Well, I do not have all the answers. Some people think I come across as if I think I have, but let me very forcefully try to assure you that I know I don't have all the answers. But I do know that things fall out much too remarkably to conclude that we are at the mercy of mere chance or luck or accident. I spend a lot of time thinking about the mystery of a sovereign Lord. And during this week, we've been reading a true story with many little seeming coincidences that ought to convince us that God is very much in charge and to remember that He holds us responsible for the choices we make. For those of you who missed it, we've been reading from the book of 1 Samuel, the wonderful story of the little boy who was given to his mother Hannah, and she put him in the temple, and he served the Lord, and he became a great prophet. And because a few donkeys disappeared from the pasture, or whatever, of a man named Kish, Kish sent his son Saul out to look for the donkeys. And it was on that journey, looking for the donkeys, which he had not yet found, that he bumped into the prophet Samuel. And God had told Samuel that Saul was to be the king of Israel. So it was because of what appeared to be a mere coincidence or contingency or a chance occurrence that those donkeys happened to get lost on that particular day that Saul was anointed king. The mystery of a sovereign Lord. Think about it. God holds us responsible for the choices we make. Yes, they matter. What happened back in the Garden of Eden when the first man and the first woman made a terrible choice? God didn't create us automatons. Now the winds obey God, the tides obey Him, the birds obey Him. There are two orders of being, so far as we know, who are free to make their own choices. God created angels, and they had the power to defy Him. And we read that some of them had to be thrown down out of heaven. Then there was the first man and the first woman, Adam and Eve. God put them in a beautiful garden. He made a perfect man and a perfect woman, and He put them in a perfect place. But they had the power to choose to defy Him. You know what they did, don't you? the one thing in the whole garden that God had said they were not to eat because it would destroy them, they chose to eat. God wanted them to be obedient, but he did not force them to be obedient. He gave them a will to choose. So this true story ought to remind us that God is very much in charge, and he does hold us responsible for the choices we make. Kish made the choice to send his son out. Samuel made the choice to go up to the feast on that particular day. God works things together. He asks you and me to do a little thinking. I should say he asks us to do a lot of thinking about a lot of things. And somebody might say, well, let's do something we can all do. I'm not much of a thinker. God also asks us, above all, to trust him. In John Flavel's book, The Mystery of Providence, he says, how remarkable were the tidings brought to Saul that the Philistines have invaded the land. Just as he was ready to grasp the prey, the angel calls to Abraham and shows him another sacrifice just when his hand was giving the fatal stroke to Isaac. Do you remember that story? Abraham was told to take his son Isaac and go up the mountain and sacrifice him. And Abraham was obedient. He got up early in the morning, he got the wood, he took the donkey, he took his son and his servant, and he went up the mountain. And he built the altar, he laid his son on the altar. He was raising the knife when God intervened. A well of water is shown to Hagar just when she had left her child to die because she didn't think she could stand watching him die of thirst. And just then, the well of water was shown to Hagar. Rabshakeh, in another story, meets with a blasting providence and hears a rumor that frustrated his design just when he was ready to make an assault upon Jerusalem. So when Haman's plot against the Jews was ripe and all things were ready for execution, the Bible says on that night, the king could not sleep. Strange little thing to put in the Bible there, isn't it? King couldn't get to sleep. And what happened? It was then that God rescued the Jews. When the horns are ready to gore Judah, immediately carpenters are prepared to fray them away. That's a story from Zechariah, one that's probably not familiar to very many of us. Zechariah 1, 18 to 20. And here's a story from more recent history. How remarkable was the relief of La Rochelle by a shoal of fish that came into the harbor when they were ready to perish with famine, such as they never observed before nor after that time. My mother had a friend who was living in Holland during the war. She was a Dutch lady. She lived in Holland, and it was during World War II. And they had no food. But every day, a hen came and laid an egg on their doorstep. Amazing providences. A man named Mr. Dodd could not go to bed one night, but he has a strong impulse to visit, though it was not the usual time when one would go to visit. He had this strong impulse to go and visit a neighbor gentleman. And just as he came there, he meets him at his door with a halter in his pocket, just going to hang himself. And Mr. Dodd was able to talk him out of it. Dr. Tate and his wife in the Irish Rebellion were flying through the woods with a little baby, which was just ready to die. The mother was going to put it on a rock when she put her hand upon a bottle of warm milk by which it was preserved. The mother was obviously ill and did not have milk to give to the baby. She was going to leave the baby to die. She finds a bottle of warm milk. A good woman from whose mouth I received it, says Flavel, was being driven to great extremity. All supplies were failing, and she was exceedingly plunged into unbelieving doubts and fears, not seeing where the supplies should come from. When lo, In the nick of time, turning over some things in a chest, she unexpectedly lit upon a piece of gold, which supplied her present needs till God opened the door of supply. If these things fall out by accident, how is it that they come in the very nick of time so exactly as that it is to become proverbial in Scripture, "In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen"? God's flawless chronology. He times the seasons, doesn't he? We sing that beautiful hymn, "Great is Thy Faithfulness." And there's a stanza that says, "Summer and winter, and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love." Have you thought about the seasons as illustrating God's perfect timing? There are times when they don't seem to be timed quite right for us. We get our mouths all set for spring to come, or for summer to come, or for fall, and maybe it doesn't come exactly when we expect it. We can be sure that the Lord of the universe has made no mistakes. Sun, moon, and stars in their courses above join with all nature in manifold witness, which means great proof to his great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. May God open our hearts and our eyes to see his wonderful providences, his perfect timing of every event in our lives.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.